This is the BBC, with the Daily Minutes podcast. Oh no, it isn't. I mean, this is the Daily Minutes podcast. This is, however, not the BBC.
Daily Minutes podcast number 1641 with today's bulletin, 6 June 2019. This is our bulletin for Thursday. Daily Minutes podcast is a podcast in either English or Dutch or a mix of both on several topics with a strong focus on technical topics like amateur radio and shortwave listening. This podcast today will be in English. Today I'm only able to do a really short item. After that we have another episode of the Data of Slow Scan Radio. Vandaag was ik alleen in de gelegenheid om een heel kort item in het Engels te doen. En verder is er weer een van de Slow Scan Radio uitzendingen. Die uitzending zal tot 10 uur vanavond steeds worden herhaald op dmr.li. It's early June, so we are almost at the top of the sporadic E season. Sporadic E isn't as sporadic as the name might suggest. Sporadic E behaves in part like E-layer propagation on the HF bands. It covers distances from around 1500 to 1800 kilometers in one hop. Sporadic E is sporadic above 100 MHz. It can sometimes work as high as above 200 MHz. How lower the frequency, how less sporadic this kind of E-layer propagation is. It is quite different from regular E-layer propagation in several aspects. For example, normal E-layer propagation works over large areas geographically. With sporadic E, it works more like two spotlights that move slowly or faster over the map, connecting two places 1700 kilometers or so separated from each other. Something else is different. Sporadic E is not or almost not affected by solar weather, where with regular E-layer propagation, the sun is almost the only factor. There isn't a solid theory everyone agrees on explaining the phenomenon. Some think the jet stream is a strong influence, others think very heavy thunderstorms at some latitudes are responsible, while alternatively there are also theories including cosmic dust or combinations of two or more of those theories. In spite of what is often thought, sporadic E does work on frequencies lower than 25 MHz. It's more often there than on higher frequencies. However, on 20 meters it's often confused with normal E-layer reflection because they both work quite similar. Below 10 MHz, regular E-layer reflection often is stronger than sporadic E reflection. In the northern hemisphere, sporadic E can be heard on 50 MHz almost daily between April and August, mostly midday or late in the afternoon, but it can quite suddenly occur at any moment, including nighttime. The higher the frequency, the stronger the signals are. It can cover domestic FM broadcast stations band-wide with stations from almost 2,000 kilometers away, which are stronger than the local stations, and it also works for VHF television. All of this makes it a very interesting propagation mode. This podcast is made by myself. I'm Peter John in English Media. Title music is by Croatian artist Blasko and is published under Creative Commons. You can find this podcast on dmpodcast.net, DM is for Daily Minutes, and on several other platforms. De internetfaciliteiten en studio hardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl, 70MHzShop.nl.
Daily Minutes podcast. Whoever hears this is crazy.
En microfoon naar retour.
This is Slow Scan Radio. Good afternoon, this is Peter John. We bring you experiments with Slow Scan TV images, mostly photos, and also several kinds of data transmission using FLDigi. We have a show sending some data and mostly SSTV images. The images can be received with your normal radio. The easiest way is to use a smartphone, holding it simply close to the receiver speaker. You will need an app like Robot36 for Android or CQ SSTV for iOS then. There are also good programs for PC. More info about that you can find on our website www.slowscanradio.com. www.slowscanradio.com. For the data, preferably use FLDigi, although other programs most probably will work as well.
Thank you.
Slow Scan Radio is copyright 2018, excluding rights of featured items and any music. Website is www.slowscanradio.com. Mail address is xray@xraydeltavictor.mikeecho.com.